Yeah, I think the two biggest issues that affect us in Oklahoma and across the nation is the Farm Bill and the safety net. And, we recently passed the Farm Bill, but there's some holes in the safety net that we're really going to have to go back and get fixed. With our farm income down nearly 50% in the last 5 years, the median farm income is estimated to be in 2018 at a negative $1,548 for the medium-sized average farm, if you would say. And so all farms of all sizes, whether you're a big operation or a small operation, most of those farms are losing money and have been for a while now. And we're kind of to the point we've got to have some relief somehow, some way. So there was changes in the PLC program to allow farmers to go into that were in the ARC program, which most producers in Oklahoma were in the ARC program. They're going to be allowed to move over to the PLC program this fall of 19, but that won't put any additional money in their pocket until the fall of 2020, and that's way too long for our farmers to hold out here just without any assistance. The second thing that we have is the trade issues. As everybody knows, China and the other trading partners around the world, where we've had tariffs placed on us by the Chinese, really limiting our markets that we can export soybeans and corn and wheat with. And that is driving the prices down even further. Now, the Trump administration did pass a market facilitation program this last fall, and that did help our producers quite a little bit for in the short term. But they've indicated that they would not do that again, and they do not have the authority under the CCC program to use that repeatedly. So, in the absence of getting some trade relief on these tariffs, we're going to go back and ask Congress. It's time for them to step up and help us on these tariffs. If they can't get the tariffs removed, then they're going to have to help financially to keep the farmers going until this is resolved. We can't go forever with losing money.
This was your first convention as AFR Farmers Union president representing Oklahoma. So your thoughts about that?
It was a great experience. I was received by the other state presidents, greatly received. They've been very gracious to me up here, been very helpful. It's just been a really, really good convention, good experience. Being able to work with farmers unions from the New England states to the California states to North Dakota and Texas, all is just a big plus for what we can do nationally in Washington, D.C.
Well, they've always said that Oklahoma brings a bit of conservative balance to farmers union. Would you find that to be true?
Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely true. We're a very conservative state and conservative people in agriculture in general. We're probably the most conservative of the all the members in the National Farmers Union's delegation. And we balance out some of the more liberal views and work on those issues to moderate that. It's important to have us at the table to have the positions balanced.